Katie McKinnon is the Director of Indigenous and Stakeholder Engagement with Energy Alberta. She joins us. Thank you very much for joining us. How goes today with the open house here at J.H. Chapin Domain?
It's just starting. So we've had a few people pop by already and certainly heard from the coffee shop themselves that they've heard some people interested in coming by. So we look forward to the conversations that we may have and continue to engage with the community.
How encouraging is it for Energy Alberta to have events like this, for people that still have questions about this project?
Yeah, and that's exactly why we're here today. We recognize that this is a very long project and we have an interest in engaging throughout, and we recognize that we need to have lots of different ways and opportunities for us to engage with members of the public. And so, back in September, we had a series of engagement sessions where we invited people in to have more in-depth conversations about the project and get information from our subject matter experts. But people are busy, and so what we're trying to do today and through a series of little kind of pop-up events like this is that we want to bring ourselves to where people are so that we make it easy for them to come by and learn more about the project and chat with us and get their questions answered. So over the next several months, we'll be in lots of the local communities in the area at coffee shops and arenas and other places just available to answer questions as people.
These pop-up sessions, they're the first that you're sort of engaging, I guess, for lack of a better term here. How encouraging is it to have that idea to say, oh, well, let's go to the coffee shop, let's go to the arena, let's go to wherever the local cafeteria, the local grocery store to say, hey, yep, we're here and we're here to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people's lives are really busy. Mm-hmm. I know my life at home is quite busy, and so to make time out of your day to go and spend 3 hours and learn about a project, not everybody can do that, and so that's why we hope to come to places like this and make ourselves more accessible.
You're in the information stage. You said more sessions are happening like this in the future. Do we know how many or how long some of these information sessions may proceed until?
You know, I think assuming today is successful and the next few ones are successful and people sort of want to come out and find this a useful way, I think it's something that we'll continue to do throughout the regulatory phase and project development phase and potentially even into construction, because there's always stuff to talk about, right? Like right now, again, we're still in the early days of assessing what the project, what the impacts may be and trying to design the project, but in time we'll have more to say about construction or operations and those sorts of things. So I think assuming the communities are interested, it's certainly something we'd be happy to continue to do.
I know it's peering into the crystal ball a little bit, but how optimistic are you that this project might be in operation in years down the road?
You know, we obviously have a lot of steps to go through, and of course the key one is pursuing and seeking approval of the project from the federal government, and then obviously there's some provincial licenses required as well. But assuming all goes well, I think that the time for a project like this is really right in the province, and what I've seen is that a lot of factors are aligning to make this a really good time to develop a project like this, both in terms of the long-term electricity need, Both in Western Canada and in this part of Alberta, as well as the push and interest in moving toward less carbon-intensive ways of generating electricity. And also the province has expressed an interest in providing more diverse electricity sources into the grid. Right now, we're largely, our power is largely generated through natural gas, and it's just not good grid planning to have all of your electricity generated from a single source. And nuclear power is a really great way of providing stable baseload electricity into the grid.
Feedback from residents, government, all three levels, Indigenous nations, how's it been?
It's been great in the sense that we've had a lot of engagement in the project and a lot of interest in learning more and understanding and expressing interests and concerns and the balance of all of that. I'd say that the feedback we've received is really across the spectrum. Certainly we hear a lot of concerns and questions, and those concerns and questions are at the heart of the work we need to do over the next 2 years, really, around that impact assessment. And so to understand what the potential effects could be, how we could mitigate them, and what what's acceptable to the community, what's not, and how we work around those challenges and concerns. We've also heard a lot of interest and enthusiasm around the economic benefit that this project could bring to the region. You know, we don't yet have full job numbers for operations, but our current estimates are somewhere in the order of about 2,000 full-time employees to operate the facility, based on existing operating facilities like what we're looking at. And so the economic benefit sort of in terms of immediate employment, as well as the sort of knock-on effects in terms of that population growth and what that does as a ripple effect through the economy, there's definitely a lot of excitement about that potential as well.
I appreciate this. Katie McKinnon, the Director of Indigenous and Stakeholder Engagement for Energy Alberta. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.